The biggest impact you can see is maybe the more cynical employees within the company. They can find something that's going to go wrong, or they believe initiatives like this have happened before and it's not worked and it's not going to be any different. You can see them start to get engaged, even if it's 1-2% more engagement within the business.
Small Biz Digital Media presents Connect, Convince, Convert, inspiring business success stories with Dave Bird, Steve Ennis, and Martin Hill.
Today I'm joined by Chris Hopkirk and Haley Agarnian from The Business of Mindfulness. You're the CEO of The Business of Mindfulness. Tell us, what is it that inspired you to set the business up in the first place?
I used to be in the sort of business sector as a sales director for many years and went through quite a few roles, eventually becoming sales director of a small company up north. And what started me on the road, really, from a point of view of mindfulness, was being told that I was one of those angry sales directors. Probably not so angry, but probably a little bit demanding, a little bit too conscious of whether we're going to be successful or not. Probably a lot of fear around. So I was introduced to an app and listened to this app and became understanding of what mental health and mindfulness was about and how to meditate. And I just progressed from there and I learned a course on mindfulness. I became an instructor. And my company at the time were great at developing people, even their sales director, because they could see there was a sort of a payback on that from the point of view that I became less reactive and more responsive. Probably a better person to be around, really. Because of that, they asked me, they suggested I develop the business because they could see that it was a useful tool. We'd introduced it into our own company from a perspective of training and giving our own people tools to be able to deal with mental health and to basically reduce their anxiety and stress and build resilience. So I was encouraged to do this. So I started to set the business up about 18 months ago. And essentially in July is when I really started to put together an effective proposition around what we were doing from a point of view of that.
It seems every time you pick up a newspaper, the message around mental health and well-being seems to be in a really serious place at the moment. So what is the vision that you've got as the owner of The Business of Mindfulness?
Myself and Haley, who's my other director in the business, are very passionate about helping both sides of a business, the employee and the employer, reach a really fundamental space where they can feel able to be vulnerable, get rid of the stigma of mental health, and really improve their well-being within the workplace environment. And that's not to say we want to sit there and everyone's got to be meditating. It's about creating a workspace that people can go to, feel happy that they can go to and be more vulnerable about their mental health. But where the employer gets an additional benefit is he gets more productive employees, employees that he can retain, that become more resilient and more productive. And the company wins and the employees win.
And in the public arena, there's a post-pandemic crisis, really, where double-digit inflation, vacancies not being filled in the workplace, people not being engaged in the workplace, and the issue of presenteeism. So what is it that Business of Mindful offer that may help a HR director or a owner of an organization resolve these issues?
That's a great question. And I think we've focused the business on helping HR managers, directors, and owners of small companies that struggle with the resource to deliver this. And we as a business really give them the confidence that if they implement a well-being strategy, that there will be a return in terms of reducing absenteeism, improving retention, reducing those recruitment costs that can be quite high if you've got a strong turnover of employees. That's essentially giving them some skills or ability to meet strong KPIs that they have as HR managers in particular to deliver.
What is it you feel sets you apart from your competition?
We're not just sitting there to help the employee become suddenly able to cope with stress and anxiety. It's a two-way thing with the employer and the employee. So our difference is that we're approaching it to help the employer, to help the employee, which helps the employer.
And in the forming of a strategy on mental health and well-being in the workplace, how do you typically work with the HR director to help implement that into their organisation?
What we initially do is do a diagnosis of their existing provision as such. And a lot of people we see are trying to do something. I'm not saying no one's capable. They may have some mental health first aiders, which is great. Can be a little bit of a tick in the box. So what else are you doing? what culture you're creating. So it's the initial element is diagnosis of what they got, then put together a strategy around what they have and working with the team as to where they want to go. Mm-hmm. And every company will be different in that approach.
And I anticipate there's a number of organisations out there who need to look at a cultural change to affect these benefits. So how do you help owners and HR directors implement such a cultural change so that it's meaningful and long-lasting in their business?
We have to start at the top, really, Steve. And it's really important that we get buy-in from the top tier of senior management. So we would sort of interview them, work with them, understand what they want to achieve from the culture, work with them with ideas around that, and then feed down towards the next level of management. So there's ongoing training, maybe some one-to-one coaching. We do some assessments around their strengths and weaknesses and trying to support them where we work on their strengths, really, and work them as a team. So it's about what is the culture that you really want to achieve from this and how do we implement that? It's a two-way street, but we will help them come to that decision.
Chris, that's been really insightful learning about the vision that the Business of Mindfulness have. I look forward now to talking to Hayley, your operations manager, who looks at executing the implementation of your strategies for your clients.
Excellent. Thanks, Dave.
So I'm joined now by Hayley Oghanian, who works on the operation delivery for the services that the Business of Mindfulness offer. So Hayley, what are the range of services that you deliver on, and tell me about that?
So we offer mental health and wellbeing strategy development with the MDs, our HR directors, really to help them put into place a strategy that's not overwhelming, quite simple to follow, and a long-term sustainable strategy to help with their employees and their well-being. We do mental health first aid training, a couple of levels of training just to fit the needs. We do personal strengths assessments around looking into people's strengths, weaknesses. We offer coaching that sits alongside that as a development. We can offer counselling services, mindfulness courses, and we do a bespoke service for each company so that we can really fit their needs and make a positive impact.
So it sounds like there's a nice mix between accredited certified courses and tailored experiences dependent on the needs of the individuals. Is the work that you do guided more by the HR directors in a firm or by the individuals or recipients of the work that you undertake?
We are guided heavily by HR directors, MDs. We want to work with people who think that this is a good idea. They believe that this is the right thing to do. So we are very much guided by kind of their feedback, but we do speak to all employees. We do engagement surveys. We get feedback. This is for everybody in the business to be impacted positively. Obviously, we do work closely with senior leadership teams and MDs and HR directors, but yeah, we want to reach every employee in the business.
And the work you do must be equally sort of challenging and rewarding. When you've worked with clients for a number of months, what are the things that you start to evidence and see that demonstrates that the work that you've done with your clients is really having an impact?
Once we've worked with a business for a couple of months or a longer period of time, the biggest impact you can see is maybe the more cynical employees within the company. They can find something that's going to go wrong, or they believe initiatives like this have happened before and it's not worked and it's not going to be any different. You can see them start to get engaged, even if it's 1-2% more engagement within the business. You can see that there's a real impact there and it propels the movement forward. Once you can see engagement and employees almost creating initiatives themselves, coming up with ideas, providing feedback.
Looking ahead, if there was somebody watching this podcast who you'd really like to connect and engage with, who's the type of audience that your service most appeals to?
People who have started businesses or they are influential to quite a large number of people and they believe that this is the right thing to do. Sometimes regardless of the return on investment, but we do believe that if you invest in people, you are going to get a return on investment with productivity, you know, reduction of sick days, presenteeism is a problem. But people who just want to treat people better, they think the workplace should be a better environment. There's different ways of doing things, and it is just essentially the right thing to do for people.
And it seems you've struck on something really important. One, it's actually the right thing to do. And two, it really makes a difference to the bottom line of a given organisation. So the question remains, if you're a business owner, why would you not have a mindfulness strategy in place in your business?
Myself and Chris have been directors of an SME. We know how difficult it is to run a business and try and treat people well and do the right thing. It's a balance. It can be a bit of a dance sometimes. It can be stressful when you're under pressure to try and do the right thing, but you can definitely do it, and it's achievable, and you see brilliant results if you do it.
Hayley, it's been lovely to have you and Chris join us today on the podcast. I think good times are ahead for the business of mindfulness in terms of the service and the offering that you provide. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Steve.
This episode of Connect, Convince, Convert was produced by Dave Bird and presented by Steve Ennis. Be sure to subscribe if you enjoyed it so you don't miss any future shows.